Citing concerns about safety and added congestion Monday, the Ketchikan-Gateway Borough Assembly unanimously rejected a request to rezone a parcel in the Herring Cove area from low-density residential to general commercial. The applicant wanted to offer items for sale to the many tourists who visit the area each summer. Bear viewing is particularly popular in Herring Cove, which is home to an active salmon stream. Borough Planning Director Tom Williams had recommended approving the rezone. He says the borough would study how the small business affects the neighborhood. However, Chris Boyette, a resident, says congestion already affects the neighborhood and he believes an added business there would make the problem worse. Boyette, a local attorney, says most people are reluctant to speak out and potentially offend a neighbor.
Myself, I happen to be engaged in a career that I'm usually offending somebody, and it's not, you know, it's not what I want to do, but it's just what I have to do for a living. So I'm coming in here, and I know that some people are not going to like me for being here. But at the same time, I also know quite a few residents over on Powerhouse Road that really don't want to see this happen.
Assemblymember Agnes Moran questions the wisdom of changing the zoning designation before studying the needs of the area.
This is an established neighborhood that is low-density residential, and they've been severely impacted by this increase in tourism here. And I think before we add any more complexity to what these folks are already facing, I think we need to know exactly what we're dealing with out there.
Assemblymember Mike Painter agrees and says Herring Cove residents experience the pains of tourism already, and the tourism industry wasn't stepping up with any helpful suggestions.
Property owners that are having their property trespassed upon, urinated upon, and so on and so forth out there is like you wouldn't believe what goes on out there in the summertime. It has turned the residential mood of the area upside down.
Other assembly members suggest that the planning department work with the neighborhood residents to come up with a plan that would improve safety in Herring Cove. Glenn Thompson adds that the borough can ask the state to make that stretch of South Tongass Highway a no-parking zone, which would keep tour buses from parking right next to the road. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.